to manage monthly payment, put a stop to late fees and over-limit charges, reduce your interest, and possibly improve your credit score. You'll save thousands.
And they were actually able to work with my creditors. I've been able to pay off close to $15,000 in the last 18 months.
If your debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
My name is Stephanie, and I'm debt-free for keeps.
1-800-990-6976.
The IRS doesn't mess around. If they want your money, they'll take it. They can take your paycheck and bank accounts too, even threaten your home or business. Don't take on the IRS alone. If you owe back taxes, the smartest thing you can do is call Optima Tax Relief. The experts at Optima specialize in a powerful IRS tax assistance program called the Fresh Start Initiative. And their clients that qualify are saving thousands, even tens of thousands. One call starts the process to stop the demand letters, stop aggressive collection actions, and stop the IRS from targeting you. But don't delay. It's important to act now while you still have options. Optima is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau. Optima has already resolved over $1 billion of tax debt for their clients. Get your life back. For tax help you need, for tax help you can trust, call Optima now for your free consultation.
Call 800-965-1433. 800-965-1433. 800-965-1433.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
You can listen to your radio again on the weekend. On Sunday, you can enjoy The Jesus Christ Show, Gun Talk, Frontline to Freedom, and Hillary Kramer's Millionaire Maker. AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
It's time to get out with the old and in with the... Woo! At Finley Chevrolet, we have the largest selection of new Chevrolets in Southern Nevada. Get the Chevrolet you want at the price you deserve today. Woo! Finley Chevrolet at the 215 in South Rainbow, Nevada's number one Chevrolet volume dealer. Find new roads.
Neil Armstrong waited 6 hours and 39 minutes to step onto the surface of the moon. Jackie Robinson waited 20 months to play his first game with the Brooklyn Dodgers. And even DiCaprio had to wait 22 years to win an Oscar. You can wait until your destination. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ, Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Keith Peters. Reaction is setting in on House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's rejection of two Republican congressmen to sit on the House committee investigating the January 6th riot at the U.S. Capitol. House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy pulled the rest of the GOP members as a result of Pelosi's decision and decried the Speaker's actions.
This represents something that has not happened in the House before for a select committee by the historian. It's an egregious abuse of power. Pelosi has broken this institution.
Not all Republicans agree with McCarthy's remarks. Wyoming Congresswoman Liz Cheney says top House Republican Kevin McCarthy is sabotaging the Capitol probe.
The minority leader has attempted to prevent the American people from understanding what happened, to block this investigation.
She said she agreed with what Speaker Pelosi had done. COVID-19 cases have tripled in the U.S. over 2 weeks.
Data from Johns Hopkins University show the seven-day rolling average for daily new cases in the U.S. rose to more than 37,000 Tuesday. That's up from less than 14,000 just 2 weeks earlier. Health officials blame the Delta variant and flattening vaccination rates. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says at this point, 56.2% of Americans have gotten at least one dose of a vaccine. Doctors report patients are younger than earlier in the pandemic, many in their 20s, 30s, and 40s, and overwhelmingly unvaccinated. I'm Ben Thomas.
The United States government is extending the closure of the land borders with Canada and Mexico until at least August 21st. The move announced Wednesday by the Department of Homeland Security came 2 days after the Canadian government announced it would begin letting fully vaccinated U.S. citizens into Canada on August 9th and those from the rest of the world on September 7th. On Wall Street, the Dow by 286 points, the NASDAQ rose 133. More at townhall.com.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. Order the three-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. Call 800-500-8384. ReliefFactor.com.
Having your own home is awesome, but it's also a lot of work. The good news? Finding help for your projects is easier than ever. Introducing Angie, the app that puts all your home care needs at your fingertips. Need a pro to fix that emergency leak? Maybe find someone to build a deck, or even set your seasonal tasks on autopilot. Angie can handle all that and more. Expert pros, hundreds of home projects, clear pricing, and the easiest way to book and pay in seconds. This is Angie, your home for everything home. Download the app.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. Happy to talk about someone I've known and respected for quite a while, Mark Hutchison. Mark most recently served as our state's lieutenant governor, and now he's back full-time at his law firm, Hutchison & Steffen. One of the ways he and his partners help businesses is when they face a dispute with the government. Sometimes clients are caught up in a blizzard of regulations, rules, or procedures of a particular government body, federal, state, county, even city. Sometimes they must appear at hearings or attempt to negotiate a resolution or even fight a decision in court. No matter the problem or the need, if your business becomes entangled with government, you need the skills of the lawyers at Hutchison & Steffen. They'll help you resolve your dispute with the government so you can focus on what you do best, taking care of business. Call 702-385-2500. That's 702-385-2500. Or visit hutchlegal.com. Get the help you need and get out of the government maze. Hutchison and Steffen, your go-to law firm for administrative and regulatory law matters.
It's 3:04. This is your KMZQ News Flash. I'm Jim Dallas. Interstate 15 is closed in both directions at Silverado Ranch as police are on scene for a barricade situation. It's unknown how long the freeway is going to be closed, but try to avoid, at least for the near future, Interstate 15 both directions at Silverado Ranch. Now, the mask mandate is back for workers in Clark County employed in crowded indoor spaces. The action stopped short of requiring the general public to mask up. The Clark County Commission followed the recommendation of the Southern Nevada Health District, which employees are to wear face masks in crowded indoor spaces regardless of their vaccination status. The requirement goes into effect tomorrow morning. The commission plans to revisit that issue at its August 17th meeting. Many of the speakers during the meeting's public comment section voiced their opposition to a mask mandate, questioning the effectiveness of mask wearing and the government's ability to require it. The Oakland A's possible move to Las Vegas may have been given a nudge by the Oakland City Council as the panel decided to go with a counterproposal to the team's plan for a waterfront ballpark. The team president says they're going to be back in Vegas.
KCQ On-Time Traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Right now, come in for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95.
You're going to want to avoid Interstate 15. Again, it's closed both directions at Silverado Ranch as police are working a barricade situation. And we don't know how long that's going to go on, but at least for right now, Interstate 15 closed in both directions. That is at Silverado Ranch.
I want you to know that the movement we started is only just beginning. There's never been anything like it. The belief that a nation must serve its citizens will not dwindle, but instead only grow stronger by the day. As long as the American people hold in their hearts deep and devoted love of country, then there is nothing that this nation cannot achieve. Check it out. I go from this majestic place with a loyal and joyful heart, an optimistic spirit, and a supreme confidence that for our country and for our children, the best is yet to come.
It ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done.
Number one.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Fun lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. It's live and local for a Wednesday, a hump day. We are halfway home. It's downhill from here. I'm so excited. We've got some rain in the area, which is kind of cool. And we also have a mask mandate for employees, which I just, for the life of me, do not understand. We'll get to that in a minute. I love Wednesdays, not just because it's hump day and because we're halfway home, but because we get a chance to visit with Chuck Muth. He is the one that brings you Muth's Truths. And the latest Muth's Truths, which I found just fascinating, the headline reads, Clark GOP Clown Show Extends Its Run. And Chuck Muth joins us. Chuck, you were fired up last night. What got into you?
What got into me at the last minute was some common sense. I almost went to that meeting where they were supposed to elect a new chairman last night, and then my better sense got a hold of me, and I said, you know, I'm not going to waste my time going over there, and I'm glad I didn't, because they, you know, first they locked out hundreds. I was told there maybe even more than 1,000 people showed up for that meeting last night and got locked out, weren't allowed in, including people who believed that they had signed up properly and should have been members allowed to vote. And when all was said and done, they said the Pledge of Allegiance, and then the current chairman, David Sajak, just recessed the meeting, ended it. So there was no election last night. There was no vote taken. No one knows when that election will take place or under what conditions or who will be allowed to vote. I mean, it was worse than a clown circus over there last night.
Let me ask you, this is not your first rodeo relative to party politics, and I'm just curious, these credentialing fights, is this something that goes on all the time?
Oh, if it wasn't a credentialing fight, Kevin, it would be something else. But yeah, these have been going. Like, I was elected chairman of the Clark County Republican Party way back in 1995, so 25 years plus ago, and they had credentials fights back then when I was the chairman, and they've had them ever since. And it shouldn't be that difficult. Here's what I honestly believe, that the Clark County Republican Party should be posting the names, not the email addresses, but the names of every voting member of the Clark County Central Committee. One of the problems with the credentials is that people showed up thinking they were duly elected members of the committee, only to find out that their name wasn't on the list, and they don't find that out until they get to the meeting. Whereas if they kept an active roster, and let's face it, it's your information is public, because you can only be a member of the Central Committee if you're a registered voter, and if you're a registered voter, your address is already public information. So there's no reason for them not to do this in advance. It shouldn't be a secret. People shouldn't have to guess, am I on, am I not on? It's just absurd. And, I mean, look at how many membership organizations there are all over the world that don't have these problems every time they have a meeting, once a month or once every other month.
And by the way, this is what is intriguing to me, that most organizations want more members, not less members. And I guess my question is, what seems to be the rationale of the current leadership of the Clark County GOP relative to you know, how many members we're going to have on the Central Committee? I can't make heads or tails of this thing.
Yeah, that's an easy one. What's the old saying, Kevin? It's not who casts the votes, but who counts the votes. And when you are in a totalitarian regime and you're running an autocratic organization the way David Sajak has been running, he doesn't want more members. He wants more members who will vote for him. And so he's abusing his powers as chairman and trying to finagle bylaws and play all these other rules games to keep people out who won't support him, won't support his candidates, won't support his agenda. He wants to shut them out. And that's what this is really all about. It comes down to maybe there's right now 300-400 members of the Clark County Central Committee. Let's say it's 400. He wants to make sure that he's got 201 firmly in his camp, and if anybody comes in and he's not sure, well, then maybe they get in and maybe they don't.
Again, Chuck Muth joining us, the president of Citizen Outreach and the author of Muth's Truths. I'm curious, Dave Sajak, is he running? Was he going to run last night for office?
No, he's the incumbent. He's been a complete disaster as chairman of the party for the last 2 years, I guess it was, or at least certainly this last election cycle. From reports that I've heard, he has a real estate business in, I think it's Georgia, it might be Alabama, but somewhere down there in the southeast, and he spends most of his time there, and he just jets into Nevada for the rare meetings that he actually convenes. He's just been absolutely terrible. He's a complete, is moron too strong of a word? No, moron isn't too strong of a word. Politically, the guy knows absolutely nothing. He doesn't even know what he doesn't know, Kevin. And it's a shame because he's got this position of power. He's able to control certain things, but the one thing he wasn't able to control was running the organization effectively to help Republican candidates actually get elected.
Now I'm curious. They essentially postponed the meeting. They just unplugged it. It was as if they unplugged the microphones and said, nope, we're not going to have a meeting. When will they have a meeting? I mean, they have to elect new officers at some point, don't they?
Well, they do, and I think that's part of the problem is that they're scheduled to meet every other month, and the election is scheduled for July. So if he had adjourned the meeting, and this is part of the little games they play with the rules, whether it's their bylaws or Robert's Rules of Order or even Nevada revised statutes, according to the rules, they have to have an election in July. So if he had adjourned the meeting, they would not have held the election. They would have been violation of their rules. So he played this little game where they simply went into a recess. So the next regularly scheduled meeting would be September, but they're in recess between now and September. So I guess, depending on how their bylaws are written, with a certain amount of notice, and maybe it's 10 days notice, they can reconvene that recessed meeting and hold the election. And again, I'm not sure exactly what the bylaws say. Maybe it's you have to have 5 days notice, maybe 10 days, maybe it's 30. I don't even know, what their rules are. But that's what can happen between now and the September meeting. They could have an extension of this meeting that they recessed last night.
Because we're already at the 21st of July. And if we want to have an election. Now I want to ask you, though. Do most people out there, you think, care about how the sausage is being made when it comes to the Republican Party? And what is the significance of what happened last night going forward?
Oh, heck no. Most people have no idea that such a meeting even took place, let alone had an interest in it. But that goes to, the 80-20 rule. 80% of the work being done will be done by 20% of the people involved. And so you have just a small number of Republicans willing to devote their time to be a member of the policymaking organization for the Republican Party here in Clark County. Again, I believe that they could have, if I'm not mistaken, again, they may have changed the rules, Kevin, but I believe you can have three members on the Central Committee for every precinct in the county, which means the committee could be as many as 1,500, maybe 2,000 people for all I know. But traditionally, what you'll get is maybe a maximum of around 300 to 400 people who will actually show up the third Tuesday of every other month and sit through the arguments and the fights and the credentialing reports and try to do the party's business. For those people, this is extremely important, and it's extremely relevant to what they're trying to accomplish. This is something that they've devoted themselves to doing, and to have their efforts and their interest in this process to be turned away last night the way Chairman Sajak did is just unconscionable that he would do something like that to these Republicans who are actively trying to get out there and, God forbid, elect more Republicans to office.
Well, and that's why I asked about going forward. We're at a point where, the state party, the county party, needs to be gearing up for the midterm elections, vetting candidates and fundraising and doing all the things that parties are supposed to do. This can't help in that effort, can it?
No. Well, to a certain extent, I've always said that the parties can't do and won't do anywhere near as much for a candidate as especially first-time candidates think that the party could and should do. However, the party can do you more harm than you can possibly imagine if put into the wrong hands. And it has been in the wrong hands this last election cycle, and the candidates suffered because of it. So, the best thing the party could probably do on any given day is to simply do no harm, and that would be a win. If you got some really effective leadership in the party, and you had some people who were really, really interested, that were given proper guidance on what to do in the field, the party could be an effective organizational vehicle for electing candidates, just as the Democrat Party has been for, I guess, the past, at least the past 20 years, since Harry Reid was really the guy running the party and calling the shots and putting his people in place. But we don't have a Harry Reid in the Republican Party right now. So basically, it's Lord of the Flies. It's just people running around with their, like chickens with their heads cut off, not knowing what to do or who to listen to.
Again, Chuck Booth joining us, the president of Citizen Outreach. When we come back, we're going to talk about what the Clark County Commission did yesterday. The mask mandate for employees, the worker bees, they're going to be masked up, at least for the time being. We'll talk about that and a whole lot more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
On air, online, or on demand, take AM 670 KMCQ with you wherever you go. Download the SimpleRadio.com app and make us your favorite today.
When you need legal expertise, you got a lot of options. Heck, just spend a few minutes watching local TV, you'll see plenty of legal help. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Look, no one ever wants to need an attorney. But when you do, it's important to hire one who knows the law. But more importantly, you need an attorney who shares your conservative values. That's why my small business, Battleborn Radio, trusts Craig Mueller to handle all our legal needs. Craig was born and raised here in Las Vegas, and he's our legal expert on Live and Local Now. Craig's been defending the Constitution for more than three decades, protecting your rights. And if you're hurt, in a car accident, or on the job, Craig Mueller will get you the money you deserve. I trust Craig Mueller with my small business. You can too. Call Craig at 702-887-1731. That's 702-887-1731. 887-1731. Or visit Craig online at CraigMuellerLawyer.com. That's CraigMuellerLawyer.com.
Carry on my wayward son. Don't you cry no more.
Carry on, all the way to your locally owned Meineke, your one-stop shop for total car care. With Meineke e-inspection, you'll know the problem and the fix. We'll send real-time updates, photos, and technician notes straight to your phone. Book online today and get a $17.95 basic oil change. Engine, brakes, tires, oil. Meineke, doing car care right. At participating locations, terms and conditions apply.
A union we can count on. A union with a legacy, known for hard work and getting things done. We're the ones who built this city with pride. Our members are our family, and their well-being is our number one priority. Laborers Union Local 872. Vegas strong, union proud.
There's a reason approved certified pre-owned Jaguars enjoy such an outstanding reputation. They were once new Jaguars. Hi, this is Ray DiNardi. With the 100,000-mile approved certified warranty, pre-owned Jaguars still have plenty of life left in the tank. They're like new in every respect and waiting to take you on many more exhilarating drives. Come find yours today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas, 6425 Roy Horn Way, or visit us online at jlrlv.com.
Hi, I'm State Senator Scott Hammond. These are difficult times for all of us, a time set apart. But our Las Vegas community has always come together when we need to. We all have a part to play, and it is heartwarming to know that our community is strong enough to fight this. Many of you also have questions or concerns, which is why I have compiled as much information and resources on my website as possible. Please visit HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. That's HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. Paid for by Friends of Scott Hammond.
Social Security is with you through life's journey from birth to retirement. As your life changes year to year, so do your needs. For over 80 years, Social Security has helped to meet your needs and is committed to improving access to the services that make a difference in your life. Today, you can verify your earnings estimate your future benefits, apply for retirement, manage your benefits, and even change your address, all from the comfort of your home. Social Security's online services help put you in control with secure access to your information anytime, anywhere, allowing you to spend more time with family, friends, or simply just enjoying the day. Social Security, securing today and tomorrow. See what you can do online at socialsecurity.gov.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Big name guests, the news of the day, mixed in with a diversity of opinions. Live and local with Kevin Wall, weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
And this hour of Live and Local brought to you by Laborers Union Local 872. They stand together with our community in solidarity. Laborers Union Local 872, Vegas strong, union proud. Chuck Muth joining us, staying over. He is the president of Citizen Outreach and joins us. A little bit later on in the program, we're going to have a chance to visit with Captain Sam Brown. He is a Republican, a U.S. Senate candidate in Nevada, trying to unseat Catherine Cortez Masto. He is a resident of Reno. He is a former U.S. Army captain. What do you know about him, and does he have a chance of getting the nomination?
Well, I don't know much about him. I was introduced to him before an event once. Seemed like a fine fellow. I saw his rollout video when he announced his campaign. A very powerful story, a very well done video. Now we'll see, you know, where the campaign goes from here. As you know, I've said on your show, Kevin, many times, it's not the best candidate who necessarily wins, it's the best campaign. We'll have to see what kind of campaign he puts together. And of course, the field isn't set yet. Mr. Brown has announced that he's running for the U.S. Senate, but everyone fully expects that in a couple of weeks at his annual Basque Fry event up in northern Nevada, Adam Laxalt will either announce that he's in the race or will have a pretty good indication that he's also going to be in the race. And you got to give him the edge here. He is the lead horse as far as the betting would be concerned. He's former attorney general for the state of Nevada. He ran for governor last time, unsuccessfully against Steve Sisolak. So he's got very, very high name ID. He's recognized as a conservative among the base. There are criticisms of Adam and the campaign he ran the last time, but he'll have to deal with that if he becomes a candidate. That's going to be tough. And then there will be others. I mean, there probably are others that I've not mentioned here, but Sam Brown's definitely someone who has captured a lot of attention with the powerful story of having his Humvee being blown up by an IED and him being set on fire. He was his face and body were disfigured when he was wounded in battle like that. And so it's just a powerful story that's going to capture a lot of people's attention. He's going to have to take that early attention. You know, he can capture their attention and say, hey, at least listen to my story. And then it's going to be up to his campaign to see whether or not they can bring him over into his camp. Because the one thing that Republicans are looking for, the most important thing they're looking for in this election, is not necessarily who the most conservative candidate is, but which candidate has the best chance of beating Senator Cortez Masto and Governor Sisolak in those, particularly those two top races.
And what do you know about what's going on in the Catherine Cortez Masto race? She obviously is not going to face a primary, I wouldn't expect. And is she raising a lot of money?
No, if she does get a primary, it'll be just be token opposition. Unlike, which I find very interesting, in the first congressional district, Congresswoman Dina Titus actually has a credible, viable opponent in her primary, and that's causing a lot of angst among Democrats. Everybody assumes that Dina Titus is just going to float through, and she's got that seat for life. And the way the lines are drawn in that district, Kevin, she probably does as far as whether or not a Republican can beat her. But a challenge in a Democrat primary is a different story altogether. And Senator Cortez Masto won't have that problem.
That brings us to redistricting and what you know about that process. Is it possible? Scott Hammond says it might be December, before we know what the lines are going to be in the state of Nevada. What is your best guess as to where we are in that process?
It could be. That's probably an outlier December, although I've heard people suggest that it may stretch into as maybe as late as January.